Hi, my name is Melita Nelson, and I'm going to bring you into the life of the pioneer free jazz, Cecil Taylor, in this episode of Melitides. Cecil Taylor, born in 1929 and died in 2018, was one of the most controversial jazz artists of his generation. Taylor was born in Queens, New York, and had a career in music for over 60 years. His mother was credited with giving Taylor a love for the arts because of her profession, an actress and dancer. Taylor began practicing piano at the age of 5, which led him to studying music at the New England Conservatory of Music in the early 50s. He was heavily influenced by Duke Ellington and European music. Cecil Taylor created 40 albums in over his 60 years of work. He was influenced by many artists and blended the styles of Waller, Ellington, Garner, Silver, Powell, and Monk with techniques learned from Bartok, Schoenberg, and Stravinsky. Taylor used free jazz, improvised music with no patterns, to create his music. Taylor using free jazz to create his music is why I find it interesting that he decided to choose to name his album Unit Structures. This interested me because his music has no structure to it. His album Unit Structures, created in 1966, was one of his earlier works. This album consisted of Unit Structures, As of a Now, Section, Steps, Inter-Evening, also known as Soft Line Structures, and Tails, also known as Eight Wisps. Cecil Taylor's three-part song, Unit Structures, As of a Now, and Section, embodies the idea of American culture due to its own personality and sense of freedom. Unit Structures, As of a Now, and Section is an improvised 17-minute song with no rhythm whatsoever. It goes between being free and fun to being slow and somber. There are many moments in Unit Structures, As of a Now, and Section where the music speeds up and sounds as if the instruments are racing to be the fastest. I first listened to this song, I thought that there was no reason for the way it was played. However, after doing some research and listening to the music a few more times, I can see that Cecil Taylor is a genius pianist. Taylor focuses on keeping the momentum in his songs inclining throughout his pieces. His idea shows a body of composition, ideas, techniques that had had more effects on musicians who don't play the piano than those who do. This is something that makes his sound unique against other artists because he was able to relate his instruments to those of others, which led to his rise in popularity among the music community. Matt Schudel states that to the untrained ear, his music could sound discordant and unmoored, but Mr. Taylor was meticulous in his preparation. He once rehearsed his band for a full year before a concert. Taylor had a way of making something so hard look so easy. He had a type of diligence when it came to creating his individual sound. When asked about his approach to jazz, Taylor stating that the emphasis in each piece is on building a whole, totally integrated structure. In doing this, we try to carry on an ensemble as well as solo sections, the mood of a solo jazz artist. I mean that principle of kinetic improvisation that keeps a jazz solo building. This statement might have something to do with his album Unit Structures. This can be concluded because each unit or song has its own structure. He wanted the feeling of a solo performance to be stretched throughout the entire piece. This idea created an individual sound that no one else could recreate. He was able to implement one idea to form his whole image. Taylor had a goal to influence people with contentness when playing his music. He believed that the sounds he made could inspire someone to be happier or even sadder. Writer Toni Morrison also agreed with this idea in her novel, Jazz. She shows this when stating, "Songs that used to start in the head and fill the heart had dropped on down." This goes to show that Morrison believes that music can inspire emotions and trigger certain responses. She shows this by presenting the idea that songs can fill the heart if they are happy. Another group of musicians that enjoy creating music that can make people feel a certain emotion is AJR. AJR is an American indie pop band comprised of three brothers that play multiple different instruments. These brothers are self-made and created most of their earlier music in the basement of their parents' home. I bring this up because I've been finding many similarities between AJR and Cecil Taylor. One similarity would be that both the group and Taylor have their own identities and stray away from social norms. AJR is known to be very different from most musicians today, given that they are pop artists who mix and compose electronic music using only instruments that they record, unlike other pop artists.
Should I keep it light? Stay out of the fight. No one's gonna listen to me. If I write a song preaching what is wrong, will they let me sing on TV?
As you just heard, they step out of the standard pop ideals, which is similar to Taylor diverting away from the classical jazz into free jazz. Taylor states in a heartwarming interview,
The purpose of the music is to achieve a levitation or a trance, which is the existence beyond the normal existence.
Taylor worked hard to create music that was beyond the normal existence because he felt music should bring out one's true identity. This is why, in certain performances, Taylor felt the need to break out and dance during the middle of songs. He wanted to show the audience how his music made him feel. So in doing this, he would step away from the piano and begin to show off his modern dance moves. AJR agrees with Taylor's idea of creating music that can put one in a trance, or levitation, by saying,
"You can create moments so overwhelming they can knock you out of your chair."
They both want to bring people this out-of-body experience with their music. They want their listeners to feel as free as they do when they create their own individual sound. Cecil Taylor exemplified the ideas of freedom in America. He did not follow the rules set for jazz, but created his own. He was originally criticized by many for his outgoingness, but now, 1 year after his death, he is remembered as the man that started free jazz and created mind-blowing music. Again, my name is Melaida Nelson, and thank you for listening to this episode of Melaidades.
I produced, edited, directed, and hosted this episode of Melaidades. I would like to thank Mr. Miley and Mr. Young for technical help.